Hey, it's Bob Stauffer. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to Oilers Now ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio. 630 Chad.
We return to Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Brought to you by Digitex. Office supplies at huge savings?
Yeah, Digitex does that.
DIGITEX.ca on Oilers Radio, 630 Chad.
Just before we go to Kurt Hill on the River Cree Resort Casino Highline at 135, former WHL player Terry has texted the show to say, laugh my you-know-what off. Jim Matheson could ask a question that no one knows the answer to. Leon could have been better as well. Personally, maybe Leon should have just said, I need to be better. All this stuff happens, though, because everyone cares. Not a bad thing. This will not be a distraction for the Oilers, probably laughing about it. That was a somewhat hilarious exchange. Well, not everybody agrees. People are fired up. We're going to head off to the River Cree Resort and Casino Hotline. The Edmonton Oil Kings in action tonight against the Prince Albert Raiders. And we are going to welcome back to the show our headliner today for Wilhauk Beef Jerky. It just might be the best you've ever tasted. Search for Wilhauk, W-I-L-H-A-U-K today. He already made one blockbuster. Or heck, he might have already made two blockbuster deals if you factor in the Luke Prokop deal and then giving up some first-rounders to get Keaton Gooley, Team Canada member just before the World Juniors. Yesterday, Kurt Hill and the Edmonton Oil Kings made another huge deal. They've added another player out of the Western Hockey League. To talk about that, Edmonton Oil Kings general manager Kurt Hill. Hi, Kurt. How are you?
I'm doing well, Stoff. How are you doing?
Good. Busy day yesterday, WHL trade deadline?
You know what it was? It was surprisingly quiet early on, and then everything just around 10 o'clock started to take off. So it was from 10 to 3, it got real busy.
All right. So how did this trade for Justin Sortif come to fruition for you?
Well, we've been in the market looking for a top nine and not a top nine forward to add to our group. And I mean, I had talked to Vancouver a while back, and I don't think it was very realistic that they were going to be moving Sertif. And you know, I think their team has just been okay lately, and they kind of came to make the decision here, you know, this week, and that they're potentially gonna look at moving them. And yeah, that kind of got the call yesterday that they were going to do that. And you know, then we started talking about price, and you know, we were still in on a couple other things out there. And once we landed on where we were at on a price, I mean, adding a player of this caliber and what we gave up to get him, it was pretty much a no-brainer for us.
Justin Sortif's a third-round pick of the Florida Panthers last year in 22 games for the Vancouver Giants. He had 11 goals and 34 points this year so far in 24 games. He's got 32 points. He's plus 16 on a team that's fourth in their division. So he is going to a top-flight team. Now he's a right shot. Can he play center?
Yeah, he prefers to play center. He primarily does with his team. So I know at the World Juniors he's playing a wing. But he primarily played center in his Western League career.
How excited was he he's played his whole career for the Vancouver Giants organization. He's going to a team that's going for it. There's no question about that based on the Gooley and Sortif trades. But, you know, I know he's expected to play tonight. Was it a little bit of a shock to him, or is he pretty excited about the opportunity to go for it here?
No, he's excited. I think, you know, it was almost the same with Gooley and with him. I mean, they're captains of their teams. They've been with those organizations for a long time. And, you know, it's not easy for them to leave from a standpoint of, you know, just that they've been there and they've grown up there with those players and the staff of those organizations. But, you know, both of them, when we had the conversation about the trade, very excited about getting the opportunity to come to Edmonton and obviously be a part of a pretty special group that we have here right now.
Different trade deadline. You said it picked up 10-3, but the reality is there's a different thing that we're worried about this year than in past. I mean, your league was shut down for a couple weeks, basically because of the COVID pandemic. Were teams less willing to move out players for picks because they need players?
It was hard. It was not easy, especially with the roster deadlines were January 10th, and then trade deadline's the 17th. So, you know, you're kind of managing leaving spots open on your 25-man roster, and teams didn't want to get too thin. You know, most teams are carrying 14 forwards, 8D. So it was hard to find the teams that had that extra guy that they were willing to part ways with, or everybody almost needed a player back in some capacity, and you know, it wasn't really going to make sense to move somebody out of our top nine to bring a guy in just to have to make another trade. So you know, at the end of the day yesterday, it almost seemed like some of the guys that were ended up being available were some of the bigger name guys around the league potentially, and you know, but like I said before, the price on this, we were pretty happy with it, considering the player that we got coming back. He's one of the most elite players in the league.
Kurt, off the top of your head, can you remember the last time one WHL team had five members of the Canadian World Junior team on it?
Well, I think I saw something posted when our guys were going to the World Junior, and I, at the top of my head, my guess is that I saw it was Medicine Hat back in the 80s, I think, when they won.
Okay, so they won in 87-88, back-to-back. Is that right? Or 86-88? No, I think it was 87-88. I think they won. Did they not win with two different Maxi? Did Maxi coach him to both or just the one? Now I'm upset that I can't remember that off the top of my head. I know Trevor Linden was part of those teams. We're joined by Kurt Hill. So there's going to be pressure on your group, but you don't have an entirely healthy team right now as you get ready to play Lethbridge. Or, sorry, to play Prince Albert tonight.
Yeah, we're still waiting for some guys to come back. I mean, we got a couple forwards and a couple D's still out, but we're getting there. It's just been, seems like whenever we get close to getting a full lineup, we get a couple more guys go down, or we have a suspension here or there. So we're getting close, though, and we got a week off after tonight. So, you know, the focus will be on this game tonight and then a good week to get everybody healthy. And hopefully next Tuesday when we're playing Moose Jaw, we'll be as close to a complete lineup as we have had all year, hopefully.
Kurt, I was at the game Saturday afternoon against Brandon. Does your team, I'm looking at the penalty minute totals, your top three in the WHL in penalty minutes. Do you guys maybe need to read the game situation a little bit better in terms of retaliating sometimes to some of the stuff that happens out there?
Yeah, I think it's, you know, at times there definitely is, you know, we can make some smarter decisions, I think. And I think it's for the guys, it's been hard playing in situations where we've been shorthanded, and we have guys playing in, you know, different spots of the lineup where they wouldn't usually play, and guys are getting tired and we're taking penalties and making poor decisions. I think it's, once we get our full group back and, you know, the depth is where it should be, and we're actually playing with 12 forwards and 6D in a game, I think it's something that will be sorted out, but something that definitely is being addressed with our group.
All right, you move Connor McDonald to Kelowna, who never really got a benefit from that because their Memorial Cup bid got canceled as a result of the 2019 or the 2020 pandemic. So you ended up with two number ones. You moved for the 2021 draft, which was in December. You moved one of those picks to the Prince Albert Raiders in the Gooley trade. You still made a first round selection. So take us forward, 22, 23, 24, 25. How many number one picks do you have out of those 4 years now as a result of these two big trades?
We pretty much have all of our picks in 24. 22 this year, we're going to be picking, our first pick will be in the third round, but, and then 23, our first pick will be in the third round as well.
Okay. And there's a cyclical nature in theory to junior hockey. Unless you're buying championships, we won't name any of those teams. But that said, you know, you're going for it this year. And no one can debate that. And once you've gone as far as you did for Gooley, maybe you just continue down that path for sort of. Could there be a couple lean years in a couple of years from now here?
You know, I think we really like the depth of our young players. Like, it's we have an elite team right now. We have four 16-year-olds on the team. You know, we have some pretty good players signed. We've liked our drafts the last couple of years. You know, I think to say that we're going to be competing for a league championship next year, I'd probably be lying if I was saying that. But, you know, I think we're going to have, we have a plan, you know, moving forward. I think it's developing our younger players, and that's starting right now with them playing with a lot of these elite players that we have here. And, you know, we'll probably be a point where you potentially have to maybe recoup a few picks here and there. But, you know, looking at our team this year, it's not very often you're going to have Gunther, Neighbors, Kosa, the elite 20-year-olds we have, Gouley, Prokop on a team. And, you know, this deadline opportunity to get certif and really make a go at this thing, I think, you know, something that everybody in the organization was comfortable with.
Kurt, I don't think anybody would deny you stepped up and you went for it. And best of luck. I'll see you here tonight.
Thanks, Bob. Have a good one.
You bet. It is. That's Kurt Hill. He is the general manager of the Edmonton Oil Kings, joining us on Oilers Now. Again, they trade two number ones for Justin Sortif to join the likes of Dylan Gunther and Jake Neighbors. Josh Williams, pretty good 20-year-old. Gunther now up to 20 goals in 29 games this year. Edmonton's got their top nine's unmatched in the league, and if when healthy, their top four's unmatched as well. They got the best goalie in the league in Sebastian Kosa, Detroit first-round pick. They got the best defenseman in the league, Montreal first-round pick, Caden Gooley. They might have the best pure finisher in the league, Dylan Gunther, the Arizona number 9 overall pick from this past year. Tremendous. It's got a chance to be a Dustin Brown type of player at the NHL level, and Jake Neighbors, and now they add Justin Sortif as well. I got a good hockey, and the depth they have on defense. Logan Dehaniak is out. He's got 24 points in 36 games. Luke Prokop, the Nashville third rounder, has got 7 goals and 17 points in 29 games for Edmonton this year. He's plus 23 in those 29 games. They got a good team. They can win the WHL, and this is a WHL team that has...
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, the Roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's a legitimate shot to win the Memorial Cup down the road. We'll take a timeout. We got lots to get to still in Oilers Now.
This is Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer on Oilers Radio, 630 CHED.
All right, it's 1:48 in Edmonton. Welcome back, everybody. Bob Stauffer, Brendan Escott with you. Cars cost less than Wetaskiwin. Brentridge Ford and Wetaskiwin, 10-time Presidents Award winners for customer satisfaction. Right now, the best way to get a vehicle is to custom order one. Discounts are available from both Brentridge Ford and Ford Motor Company on most custom orders. Get the exact equipment and colors you want. Reach out to Uncle Milt, Rich, Johnny, and the gang, 1-877-477-3673, or visit Brentridge.com. As we head into the Oilers Now Prospect Report, brought to you by Scott Arthur Millwork, custom cabinetry, luxury closets, exceptional millwork. Visit ScottArthurMillwork.com. Here's Brendan Escott.
All right, well, with 55 points through 34 OHL games, that's Matvei Petrov leading the way among Oilers prospects. He scored one of the two goals in an 8-2 loss on Sunday. 2020 fifth rounder Ty Tulio had a 3-point weekend, a goal and two assists, climbed up to a 44 points now in 30 games while captaining the Oshawa Generals. And Denver Pioneer Carter Savoy is a Hobie Baker nominee with his 13 goals and 26 points in 18 games. The St. Albert product, he put up 4 points against Nebraska Omaha in their weekend series, including a goal and two assists last night.
Japanese Village, open a serve at any one of their 5 Edmonton and area locations featuring Japanese A5 Wagyu. Visit JV Edmonton. We'll get to this day in Oilers history momentarily. Lots of you commenting on the exchange. Look, I wasn't there. I was here today at practice. We're here in the building right now. I would suggest, based on the audio of what I heard, that actually isn't the most heated exchange I've ever seen between a player and a media guy. If a writer suggests to me that Leon Draisaitl should worship the ground that Jim Matheson is on because he's in the Hockey Hall of Fame, I would suggest that's a little much. Just as I would suggest in a perfect world, you wouldn't have that heated of an exchange. But you know what? Matheson dug in, and my interpretation of the way Draisaitl responded is he didn't want to specify, one thing. Because frankly, I think most of us out there listening right now know it's not just one thing. Again, you can text us at 780-496-0063. One of the things, there are certain individuals, like, in a time in which you're traveling on a regular basis with the team, and full disclosure, I work for the Oilers Entertainment Group. We've never, ever held that back from me. We've said that repeatedly. There are people that, well, no, I'm politically autonomous, and all you need to do is figure out who's, follow the money train. Okay, follow the money train. You know, who's a major corporate? We have the same discussion now going on right now where federally with the CBC. There's people out there putting out defund CBC. Personally, I don't believe in defunding the CBC. If you're right of center on some political issues, you might think the time has come to defund the CBC. Others have said, no, the CBC needs to be completely... not reliant upon any advertising revenue. And those of us that work in the private sector would say, well, that's not exactly fair. there's lots of different ways to look at things, and you try to be as balanced as possible, and boy, oh boy, everybody's having an opinion. Matheson and Terry Jones should just retire. They're irrelevant, and I don't even read their garbage anymore. And Bob, you are, sir, are a sucker for punishment, and to get in the Hockey Hall of Fame as a writer, it is an old boys club spec, says a texter. Okay, I don't think Matheson and Terry Jones are irrelevant. I would agree with that. Yeah, it's Bob. This one comes to us from GEG. He says, a writer puts a writer in the Hockey Hall of Fame. Wow, pretty irrelevant and pathetic. Matheson asks the question, hoping the player will give a dumb answer that creates drama and fodder and puts the player in a bad spot. Well, I don't know if that was the intention of Jim's question. I don't necessarily believe that one. And Bob, by the way, global media gets cash from the feds. These in the $600 million, I do not believe that Global nor Chorus received any money, just for the record, on that front. Again, you can text us at 780-496-0063. I'm in Calgary. I thought this wasn't such a big deal. I get a kick out of Draisaitl. He's funny. Deadpans once in a while in the playoff press conferences last year. Again, you can keep texting 780-496-0063. Jason from San Gudo. I know he's going to make me laugh. Bob, lots of hurt feelings. Reports being filed today. From Jason in San Gudo. You know what? Matheson will be fine with it. Draisaitl will be fine with it. Speck will be fine with what sort of got communicated during the course of the show. The writers aren't trying to run players out of here. That's not what's happening. Okay? And you got to understand, when teams don't win, crap's going to flow back once in a while. Comes with the territory. It's kind of how it works. 16-5, everybody gets credit. 2-10-2, everybody gets some crap on them. That's kind of how it works. Said it before, the Oilers have actually had worse stretches than this. They've had two stretches where they won 1-21. And I used to say, you know what? The owner would tell you he needs to be better. The GM needs to be better. The coach needs to be better. The players need to be better. The trainers and equipment guys, I don't like picking on those guys. They work their ass off. That's kind of a tough job. Broadcasters need to be better. It comes with the territory. It's the way it works.
To this day in Oilers history, brought to you by New West Travel. Looking for a great Oilers road trip? You can go to Nashville. Fly with Flair Airlines in April. Hopefully we'll all be able to do that sort of stuff then. Only $1,750 for this trip. Reach newwesttravel.com on this date back in 2009. What happened, Brendan Escott?
Well, the Oilers retired Glenn Anderson's number 9 prior to a 6-3 win over Phoenix. Ethan Morrow registered a hat trick. Ladislav Smead, fought Dan Carcillo, and Dwayne Roloson made 25 saves for the W.
The stay in Oilers history for New West Travel. Looking for a great road trip? Fly nonstop with Nashville to Flair Airlines to see the Oilers play for $1,750. Call New West Travel or go to newwesttravel.com. I think somebody said it best. Draisaitl was sticking up for his teammates by not specifying a specific thing that was wrong, and Mark Spector was sticking up for Matty. A writer sticking up for a writer. And maybe it's all somewhere in the middle. And again, I don't think it's that big of a deal for Matheson, and I don't think it's going to be that big of a deal for Draisaitl. And guess what? The sun, well, it might not rise tomorrow, but it's probably going to rise by Thursday. Who does Reed Wilk? Let me guess. Let me guess who Reed's got on tonight. Does he have Jim Matheson on tonight?
We're going to hear from him in the very first block of the show, as a matter of fact. 10 after 6 this evening from Hall of Fame hockey writer Jim Matheson, as well as Cam Moon from the Oilers Radio Network, and skip for Canada's men's Olympic curling team, Brad Gushue.
All right. Tomorrow, Brian Lawton from the NHL Network. David Staples, love him or hate him, from the Cult of Hockey. Just don't like him. Even some, I won't even say it. NHL insider John Shannon for Legacy Heating and Cooling. Thank you to all of you who took the time to text us your perspectives on things. It's all good. Up next, a global news weather traffic update with Eileen Bell, followed by Rob Breckeners from 2 to 3. And then the 6:30 Chet Afternoons from Jaylen Nye. Never a dull moment. So long, everybody, from Oilers Now.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Weekdays at noon. On Oilers Radio, 6:30 Chad.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his 6-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his 2-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.